Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 9.30 every Sunday morning for 49 years. Good morning to the gang. Good morning, Free Trees.
Good morning, Campo.
Good morning, The Sparrow.
Morning, everybody.
It's been a big week in construction and there's a lot going on. And we'll go through it in a minute, but we've got a roving reporter on the ground, Loose Lips, out there at the CSR dispute at the moment, and he'll give us the rundown on where we're at with that. Good morning, brother.
Oh, hello, brothers and sisters. Always an honour to be on the Concrete Gang. How are we this morning?
Good, mate. Good.
How's it happening down here?
So, obviously, I can't believe we're at this again. You know, a few years ago we were going through the same rodeo. So what's the big crux of the dispute this time? What are they? Obviously, we're going for a new EBA and, you know.
What's the average punter know about? Who are we disputing with? What's happening?
Mate, there's plenty happening down here. Our friends at CSR, you know, they're doing it real tough. You know, they only made $240 million last year in profit. Doing it real tough. So can't even come to the table properly. So we're not asking for the world. The members down here have asked for 4% wage increase every year over the life of the agreement, so 4 years, and a dollar a skill. Now, when I say a dollar a skill, what that means is the lads have their primary role, and then if someone's on smoke or if they're sick or something like that, they train themselves up and learn a new skill, and they get a dollar per each skill they do. Think of it like a first aid allowance or something.
Yeah.
So nothing too hard. So we said that to them, and they wouldn't budge. CSR. We said, all right, we're going to, you know, in our rights, do the protected action. What we'll do is we'll keep doing our main jobs, but we'll take away the skills that we're doing. Yeah. So, you know, you're still going to pay us. We'll still get the line going, this and that. And they said, well, if you're not going to do all your roles, we're not going to pay you at all. You're kidding, aren't you? You can't be doing something like that. And so anyway, we said to the lads, well, if you want to go in there and work for free, and they said, bugger that, we're not doing that. So we're out the front. We're going to indefinitely. We're down here just at 277 Whitehall Street, Yarraville. The more the merrier. We're here from 6 to 6, Monday to Friday. So, mate, that's where we stand. There's been a little bit of communication the other day. We went in for all of 5 minutes to talk to our friends at CSR, but they said we can't really talk any more above than what we're offering. We said we've got nothing to talk about then. So, yeah, that was about as far as it's gone. We know they're hurting. They can't produce the right products. It's been an absolute woeful mess that they've tried to run the line, and it's just turned to tears for them. And what usually takes our boys about half an hour to take a truck out, They tried to load up a truck the other day, and it took them 4 hours.
Was that management trying to load it up? Or?
Yeah. I don't think they even know how to start a forklift anyway. They gave it a crack, the clowns, but, you know, they completely buggered it. And we're here, and we're stronger than ever. We had a great turnout yesterday from our shop stewards and organisers, which was absolutely brilliant to see. The lads were over the moon with that, and we thank everyone for coming down. And better watch this space. It's certainly not over. But, yeah, 4 years later, same tactics they're trying, and, well, they lost then, they're going to lose again. So watch this space, brothers.
Obviously, it's going to be a long, drawn-out dispute. You know, this is a 15-rounder. This is the first couple of hits of the first round, and, you know they think, obviously, with what's going on with the union, that we're vulnerable and they want to try and take us on, and the members down there have taken a stand. So, mate, so if you're down there, like the Loose Lip said, the pickets Monday to Friday, 6 till 6. If you're driving around the area, drop in, see the boys. You know, I think there's always a snag on the barbecue or a drink.
Yeah, there's always a snag. We're trying to go a bit healthy. Sister Lisa came down, brought the fruit, thank God, or we'd all be on the cholesterol tablets by this time next week. I'll give you the hot tip, diabetes would be running hot.
You're not on the vegetarian sausages, are you, mate?
No, we're not doing that. We can't be having them, please.
That's unchristian.
Yeah, that is very Christian. But Campo's right. They think they can take on the union. They think that we're vulnerable. Mate, within a day, we put the message out. The organiser and everyone got everyone together. Just shows that the strength and unity that we have amongst ourselves. Shows that the union's going nowhere. We're bigger, stronger than ever. Even in these tough times, mate, it was absolutely fantastic to see. And I reckon it shot a big bloody, you know, across the bow to CSR.
Yeah, if anything, it's probably what we need right now. Yeah. We'll all come together and kick it in the guts.
Show that we're not vulnerable. We actually fucking still have teeth.
100%. You're 100% right,
and
boys.
When you look at all these blues and history and all, this is just a cliche play out, you know what I mean? No, we're not giving you it. You're asking too much. And then they put their own, if you want to call it management in there to try and do it. And then they realise, you know,
maybe we should pay.
Maybe this isn't that great, because you know what I mean. Good labour isn't cheap, and cheap labour isn't good. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And one of the boys was saying earlier, we were down there yesterday, down there at the dispute. One of the boys was saying that the management there compared the union to Palestine, and they were Israel. You know?
Oh,
so
mate,
that shows their character.
How's the form on them, eh?
Mate, and absolutely disgusting. What to put us in the same league as Israel, saying, you know, we're pretty much saying we're killing kids in friggin' Palestine. It was absolutely atrocious. I couldn't believe it. You know, this is how low these people get. It's just woeful. It's certainly not what we're about. To even put us in that category, Jesus, you know, that's just they're just a poor choice of words, to be fair, and from a poor choice of people.
Now, whenever some of the people rocked up yesterday, there was a bit of a roadblock going on down there. What happened down there yesterday, Simo?
Oh, Jesus. So I tell you what, I thought, Jackie Falgate thought it was the CFMU.
Of course she did.
Whitehall Street. But some clown in a truck obviously doesn't know how to drive. It took out a pole. almost dropped 66,000 volts on it. Jesus, it would have been all over in a heartbeat.
Might have been management trying to do someone else's job again.
I wouldn't put it past them with the comments about bloody Israel. I wouldn't put it past them.
It's one way to have the dispute, eh?
But the shame about it was is that the power ran the other way. We thought, oh, yeah, this copyright whacking, but it didn't turn it off. We'll spill it. But anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah, like we said, this dispute's going to go for a while, so if you're around the area, drop in. 6 till 6, the boys will be down there Monday to Friday. And
even if you're only stopping in for half an hour, show some support on your way somewhere, it all helps.
And the CSR boys, great bunch of lads, great bunch of lads, I tell you.
Good characters.
I had a chat to them yesterday, I tell you.
They do love a blue, so I don't know. I think managers picked the wrong sort of blokes here.
Yeah. They like a drink too.
They're absolutely mad, these lads.
I don't know about the healthy food on a picket, but that might not work.
Yeah, that's not something we're into.
Yeah, I got some strange looks this morning. I said it's for our best interest, mates, but they said that stuff kills you, Sim. I can't eat fruit, you're kidding. But
it's good to throw, though.
It's too much sugar.
But brothers and sisters, look, I appreciate the call. Always a massive support to the Concrete Gang. Thanks again for ringing up. You know, one day longer, one day stronger. You know where to find us, from the bottom of our hearts out here, thank you very much to everyone who's supporting.
No dramas.
Mate, keep up the good work, mate. The Concrete Gang will probably
see you down there later.
We'll do, for sure. 100%.
See you, guys.
See you, mate.
See you, boys. So that was an update from Loose Lips on the CSR dispute. Like we said, get down there, see the boys. You know, if you've ever been on a picket for a long time, it's good to see a fresh face every now and again.
Yeah.
So get down there and...
yeah, it can get lonely down on pickets.
Oh, it definitely can, man. Jeez.
And they're a bit of a crack too, so a bit of fun. And
it is a bit of a crack. Like when we rocked up yesterday, the boys were sitting kicking a football in the middle of the road. Yeah. I'm thinking, this is mad. But at the point, I wasn't looking at the electrical pole was sitting on the 90. I was like, that doesn't look too hot.
Pumping the ACDC up.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
So I see the Chief was down there in force.
The Chief.
Oh, mate, the Chief.
And the Dalai Lama. They were in form.
You know you're going to lose a blue if you're going up against them boys. I'll tell you that now.
They are season campaigners.
If you have them boys on the side of the workers, you ain't winning nothing.
Just walk away. Just walk away.
Put the cue in the rack.
Yeah. Obviously, moving on, we've had a big week, and it's been a sad week within the union. You know, last week we lost the Gorilla. There's another 11 officials have been made redundant, or you know, pushed out, or whatever you want to call it. But so, you know, it is a sad week. You know, we've lost a lot of experience out of the union. We're still working through it, and you know, all them blokes who have left and women, mate. You know, a lot of them are committed trade unionists and always did the right thing by the union. And you know, I was lucky enough to go to the Currys in Construction, and mate, you know, Joel Shackleton, he's leaving, but you know, it's, you know,
with his head held up high.
His people are absolutely gutted. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, he did a lot for his community, and he's proud of what he's done. You know what I mean? So
on top of that, we had Alex's funeral.
A big Alex's funeral. Yeah. You know, so it's been a rough week at the union office, and you know, like we said, we're going to keep pushing forward and. We'll keep you informed.
It is sad times, but unfortunately, it is life. Unfortunately, whenever we talk about these things, and it's not hard you go down. It's when you get back up and keep soldiering on, one foot in front of the other, another day at a time. It's just, it sort of points out, you know. More, I said it last week about mental health and that there, and the hours we do and all that there. Eventually, it breaks everybody down. So just, you know what I mean. If you're ever in that dark space, whatever, just reach out. Anyone.
We've all been super flat the last couple of weeks.
Oh, mate, flat as a tack. But as long as reaching out to someone, even if you're just venting for 5 minutes, can do the world of good, you know what I mean? And if you can't, you don't have anybody you can ring the union office. There's always someone who'll take your call there, you know what I mean? Yep.
I know, like, we went to Big Al's funeral and, you know, we loved him. But, you know, that many people there would have, you know, would have done anything they could to help him out, you know what I mean?
And you look around and think, geez, was this, you know, any of us could have helped him.
But even like at this time as well, just giving a mate a ring and like we said, just saying g'day to a mate on a phone sometimes can be the difference between, you know, bloody making you feel better or not. But, you know, like we said, it's a rough week. We're going to keep you informed. We're going to keep pushing on. You know, the union is as strong as its rank and file, and we're just going to keep driving and, you know, we'll keep rocking up and keep doing the best job we can do.
Bloody hell, mate. Bloody hell.
And obviously, we haven't done one for a couple of weeks. So there's been a bit going on and we did start the journey. A poem from Georgie Sparrow's Corner. It's going to be Sparrow's Georgie Despar poem.
All right, this poem's called The Drink.
That was a great poem. Well done, mate. That's it. Well said.
There's been a terrible lot of words that's been put out pen and ink about my favourite subject. It's called The Demon Drink. There's many a night I can recall my wife tipping it down the sink. I'd accuse her of being impolite. You reckon that didn't cause it stink? A man got in such a way that he couldn't hardly think. His brain locked up with this diabolical fluid. Could the demon drink? Now, whether it's good or bad for you, I sometimes wonder and think, it tastes so good and makes me so crook, this terrible demon drink. Now the bosses definitely promote it, so us poor workers can't bloody well think. Could it be a capitalist plot? This terrible demon drink.
Well done, bro.
Classic. So, classic. You have a classic Georgie Despar poem.
Which a lot of us have been drinking a little bit extra over the last couple of weeks.
Well, it's that time of year too. So, just on the drink too, if you have a few frothies, as we all do, around this time of year.
Try not blow the doors off it every time.
Just get an Uber. Get an Uber. It's not worth losing your license. It's not worth having a crash or doing something stupid, you know what I mean?
That's it. Jumping on the train, get your car, leave it in the city, leave it at work, whatever. Come get it the next day. It's not going anywhere. No. Do yourself a favour.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
Oh, well, yeah, it depends what part of the city you're in, I guess.
And probably trying to drink too much.
It could be going somewhere.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, and it's also coming, like you said last week, we pointed out it's getting to the point at the end of the year, you know what I mean? Everyone's on the big rush, you know?
Big rush and all that. And there's a few things coming up too. We've got the retired members this week. Retired members drink, that's this week. So
that'll be a good day. I'll tell you what, they look after the retired members, and rightly so, eh? You know what I mean?
Tell you what, them boys can drink.
They love it. They love it. It's a good day.
They start getting security, don't they?
So, yeah, there's a few. Yeah, so that'd be good. What else is going on, boys?
Down at these infamous wind farms down at Rokewood or wherever they are.
The famous ones, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lift that goes up these towers. You know, the towers up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for the wind farm, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, the brake pads and the protective sleeve have, they contain asbestos.
What?
Yeah, over in WA, in it's called Goldwind job. They had this. They've got the same towers, same lifts, and it's been proven that the members have been exposed to asbestos over there, and it's virtually the same setup over here. You know, what WorkSafe answer was? Just don't use the lifts.
Yeah, just stay away from it.
Just climb up 100 meters or whatever it is. Yeah,
I just heard they said hold your breath.
Yeah. Sounds like something they'd say.
Yeah. Well, asbestos, it's been illegal to import and install in Australia since 2003.
How is this still a thing now? I don't get that.
I'll tell you what it is, because they went to cheap China products for Australian windmills. Australian turbines.
Because the standard of asbestos in China, that's why we get it sometimes in our tyres and we get it in other products.
Yeah.
Because if it's under 10%, they don't have to declare it.
They don't have to declare it, but we do.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it knocks off Australian product and it's got asbestos, but we're going to keep
But it's cheap.
Cheap. That's it.
It's probably kill you, but it's cheap.
It's all right. It's only workers. Life costs less than
and
bloody.
There's still over 100 odd turbines to go up at this wind farm. Oh, yeah. So,
all right, we might cut to a track. Obviously, went with the old gorilla, which is now part of the resistance, to the memo, and we watched Eric Gale blow the doors off the joints.
Oh wow. So,
and I tell you what, he did blow the doors off the joint. There's a couple of nominations for Scallywag that came out of it, though. Apparently, there's a few no-shows. The old gorilla was not happy. But I don't know what was happening. I know Eric Gale's American, but somewhere along the line, the gorilla got an American accent, was cheering to him in American. So I don't know what happened there, but...
Are you going to start doing the girl's dirty work now? Turn it on us in here. Oh, I'll tell you what.
I learned from the best. This show, no opinions, is a dictatorship.
And there's no friends.
I learned from Starling Warren and Chairman Mayo Gorilla.
There is no friends in here, man. I tell you what, that's one thing I've learned.
So, so it was great. You know, it was good. So
I heard that someone blew the doors off the toilet. Ooh. I'm not looking at him, Mama.
Well, you might have been. Buddy, obviously, we talked about it the other day, and I just want to remind everyone, make sure you get on the Inklink Workers Hub, and you need to register for the dividend. So the Inklink's going to pay a dividend this year. We don't know the percentage yet. That should be coming out hopefully this week, and when it does, we'll let you know.
Well, it's got to come out soon, and whether it's tax-free or not.
Yeah. Tax-free. They're going to have the breakdown. So, but you need to obviously get on the Workers Hub, register for that, and then you can apply to have the dividend. You don't have to take the dividend. You can leave it in your account. It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's what you've accrued in that year. I think in the financial year, July to July.
Yeah, it's July to July, yeah.
So, and average it out.
So, that's a good little kicker of Christmas time for you in the, buy a few extra prezzies.
Yes,
a few
extra pots at the old venue.
At the old venue. All right, brothers. And while we're talking about compliance too, you know, this time of year, this is when subbies and builders sort of go broke and all that. So if your compliance is behind, please call the office and let us know. Check your own. Get your shop steward onto it. If you notice there's, you know, you haven't received your Inklink or received your super, make sure the office knows so we can chase it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, all your delegates should be checking your compliances anyway. But if you're not checking your own compliances as well, it's as a safety. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You check it if they're
you're only doing yourself an injustice there, because 20 grand now this year, at the end of, you know, your time in your super, that could be 200 grand, you know what I mean?
100%, mate.
Stuff like that. Or your Divvy at the end of the year could be a lot better if you have, you know what I mean?
You never walk past dropping 120 bucks on the grand a week, would you?
No, 100%.
So, you know, make sure you check it, you know. And obviously, the other thing too is leading up the picnic as well. We need to be, you know, go download your picnic ticket and take the family. You know, we've got picnics all over Victoria, Geelong, Shepparton, Bendigo,
Ballarat,
the
Valley,
Control.
All the regions have got them going.
Up north.
Yeah.
Up north.
Up north.
Where was that there?
Taralgon.
That's not Taralgon, but anyway, continue.
Yeah. And while we're coming up to that, there's always the big push coming up to Christmas too, you know. And we've got one builder. They put dispensation in for every job to work over Christmas. Well, they're in the process of doing it, but in the meantime, they're handing out redundancies.
That's handy.
Yeah. And they put a dispensation every week. Well, yeah. Talking about people that have been a bit naughty about dispensation, old Hacer.
Hacer?
Mate.
No.
Doesn't sound like Hacer.
St. Clair Q, and it's not just them, a couple of people doing some unchristian acts I didn't think. A
couple of subbies.
Oh, a couple of subbies. Apparently, they reckon they got CP, is the handover, occupancy handover, and they can do whatever they want.
Oh,
you know what
so
I mean?
You get PC, you don't have members on the job, you don't have works going on. You know, you've still like got members there.
It's like you hit practical completion, you're now in a different country.
Because they get their last big fat check.
Yeah.
So they don't have to put in, they didn't have to put in for dispensation, so they had KPI out there working. Ooh. The Ramses let themselves down
they
there.
They didn't put in for dispensation themselves?
Didn't put in for dispensation as per their EBA.
Oh.
Naughty boys.
Landscape Plus pouring concrete. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Very, very bad.
That's very unchristian.
Yeah. And, you know,
so what's the difference between pouring concrete, having traffic management before and after PC?
I don't really know. Nothing. It's the client.
It sounds like the same task to me. Yeah. Just
quietly. We've got Hacer coming in next week, don't we? I think they're going to get a bit of a...
Yeah, well, they've been a bit naughty. They tried they made redundancies during the week and still had labour on the job. So we've sorted that out.
Blatant breach of the EBA.
So, you know, like we said, if your boss has to put in dispensation to work out of hours and work on RDOs, and you got to do a vote with the men.
And we put it to the men. And if they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it.
They don't want to do it, and we don't want to see workers get pressured and piled on for Christmas.
And not to mention, before it does go to that, they have to fit a certain criteria before they actually do get to even ask if the boys want to work it. You know what I mean?
100%.
Are you working overtime? Are you doing all the hours that you could possibly be doing?
During the week, which,
you know what I mean?
Which
a lot of them don't do.
No, they do 8 hours and they go, oh, we need to work Sunday. We need to work your RDO.
I can't get them to work back, but I can get them to come in their RDO. Yes.
Or we want them to come through, work over picnic and all that sort of stuff. Well,
you know. That's the first I've heard, the picnic. That's terrible, isn't it?
It is.
Can't win a picnic.
No way. No, it's very unchristian, isn't it?
Yes. That's another thing that we fought hard for.
And we're not going to give up.
And we've had a couple of safety issues this week too, I believe. Who's been safety issues? Down in Geelong. What were they called?
Alchemy,
the forklift. What happened there, bro?
I'm not all but last I heard, the forklift, the tine got hooked on a hob or something, and the tine's come off. Hit this bloke in the head, virtually knocked him out, concussion, fractured eye socket, all sorts of stuff, you know?
Can I say, if the tine's coming off the fork, you have loaded that up.
Yeah.
And then, mad to bust the pins.
And then, on top of that, they didn't even have enough...
Smoker sheds.
That sounds like alchemy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a government job.
So they've gone home in the last few days till they sort out this shite.
Well, must he, if it, like you said, it come out with that much of a force, if it's bounced up that hard and hit someone in the face
that,
and done
or
that.
Or the pin's broken or something's
and
not
it's usually the innocent punter who cops it.
Yeah, I think it was actually someone walking past.
Yeah, it's always the innocent punter. It's never anybody actually involved.
It wasn't even the operator.
And we'll probably be getting the scallywags.
Or management.
So we'll be looking at... We're getting to a few scallywags right now. I've got a couple. Obviously, Alchemy, we just said.
Yeah, I've got another one. Hamilton Marino. Wanted to work the RDO. They'd booked in this line marking 10 days prior. And we went to put it to the blokes. They didn't want to work. Because it's not just the line markers where it has to come. It's the people that run the site, which had worked too many hours the last few weeks, and they just didn't want to do it.
Obviously, Hacer for KPI, Landscape Plus, working the RDO. The other one, mate, the Liberal Party, net zero, giving up on net zero.
They just started.
You know?
Oh, no, it's just too hard.
We've tried nothing and we're all out of ideas.
Fire up that coal.
You know, the only country's giving up on net zero is you wouldn't want to be in the, you know, you wouldn't
their
want
camp.
You wouldn't want to be in that team, you know what I mean? But we're smart enough to be doing that. Even the Liberal Party here are in a bit disarray.
I was going to say, the Liberal Party have obviously done themselves no fucking favours here in Victoria.
Then
you got the Liberal Party.
They just had a takeover, didn't they?
They've had more leaders than anyone I know.
You know, the worst thing is, it's either one or the other.
That's a sad point.
All right, so who do we go for there is Scallywags, and then we're going
I reckon everyone trying to do the wrong thing on RDOs.
Yeah, everyone working the RDOs.
They're not your days, they're the members.
Yeah.
And Suki Lala, who are we going to call Suki Lalas? Oh, the Liberals are net zero.
Oh, yeah, the Liberals for sure, yeah.
Liberals for net zero.
Yep.
All right, we'll better go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And good morning from the Concrete Gang.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.